They are a nuisance when that begins to fly, you know.
Are they?
They sure are.
Yeah.
That fuzz from them, it's terrible.
Yeah. What kind of berries do you get, wild or imported or anything like that?
Well, probably one of the most people. Have you ever heard of the Mayhaw?
Yeah, sure.
In the lowlands, you know.
Not the lowlands. I thought you.
Along the creeks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They are a tree, wild tree here with them, but they do make excellent jelly, and they come get ripe in May every year. They. A whole type tree, you know, look similar to your other,
yeah.
Have characteristics of the other hog trees. But to get ripe early in the year, in May, and of course, if it's along the creek and the body of water, well, they'll fall and float there, and people so often will shake them, you know, and well, if out on the ground and put a sheet down or something, a cloth, you know, and shake the tree, bump it, knock it. But if it's over water and they have a boat, you know, they can just gather them from there, you know. But
make Mayhaw
jelly.
Yeah.
It is one of the finest jellies. These people in this area think, you know, that's just the number one, the taste and the flavor from them.
Yeah. Any of those red berries you might get, grow them or?
Yes, you have a red haw, and of course you have a wild plum. Plums were here. Indians had those, you know, and grew them.
Yeah.
And some peach, those peach and.
What type of? Do you have any place around here where they're grown, you know, in a large field or anything like that?
Those wild plums.
Peach.
Peach. No, at one time. There's very few large orchards. Most of those have just crossed the line in Louisiana now. But at one time, had several thousand acres in peach near El Dorado, just east. And I know just before World War I, they shipped a tremendous amount of peaches away from there by rail, but the orchards deteriorated, and since that time there's been a few, not as large as that one was when I was small, real young.
Yes.
But I recall people all around there going and help picking them, you know, early in the summer there, and shipped them.
Yeah. Excuse me. Did you ever have any?
Not in commercial way. I was always home orchards, you know, and we never went in for it.
Yes.
Of course, naturally, everyone had his own home orchard, peaches and apple and pears and scuppernong or white grape. That was very prevalent. Everyone had them in this area in the early days. It was well known.